Okay, suppose you have a place to hang your clothes that's, that you can move around. It's a big piece of furniture, maybe not made out of pasteboard like that one you talked about downstairs, but maybe a big wooden one. You ever see any of those? Or?
Mm-hmm, but then they, I've got one in my farmhouse, as a matter of fact.
Uh-huh.
Trail a wardrobe, but then you wouldn't want to do it, you wouldn't want to move it around too much. It's pretty massive.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. But that you, you'd call a wardrobe, huh?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. What about if you had, so you got the first floor, you got the second floor. Do you have anything above that?
The attic.
Had the attic above that. Any other words for that besides the attic?
No, I don't think so. Uh-huh.
None that you heard of either. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then downstairs there was the room that you cook in. What do you call that?
Kitchen.
Okay. And any other words for that that you remember?
No. I don't think any other word was allowed. I think that Julia, again, sometimes when she had chuckled herself when I had made a laugh, something like that, she said, "Get out my kitchen."
Okay. Usually in the kitchen, there's a little room off to the side.
Pantry. Uh-huh.
Okay. Sometimes...
We had, at that time, this might be more of the southern pretensions, but we had a closet, which was the pantry. Mm-hmm. But that was actually a small room, like a walk-in closet, but it was officially known as a pantry. But then, you see, there was a big room off of the kitchen that also had a sink and cabinets and things like that, and contained what we call the white desk. The white desk was originally built in to this huge thing, next, almost as big as the kitchen itself, only it had... It was cut up more because of the cabinets and things like that. And I know what's coming up next. I might as well go ahead and anticipate it. But the white desk was for Mother to, you know, do the household bookkeeping with. Well, it ended up because the pantry then became the servant's pantry. And I'm not talking about the walk-in closet, which was the pantry.
Uh-huh.
But that area off of the kitchen, which the real pantry was off of, was known as the servant's pantry.
Uh-huh.
And then the white desk just became a place to put things that you never particularly wanted to see again, but you didn't want to throw away either, and a place where the mail was put every day.
Uh-huh.
And that anticipating what you're going to get around to sooner or later is the stairs down to the basement went down. Went off of the servant's pantry.
Went off the servant's pantry.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I'm just ignorant. I don't understand what it is the stairs down to, you're losing me. What am I missing here?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's because I unwittingly might be anticipating or trying to anticipate you. I don't want to, but I thought that you might be looking for the difference between basement and cellar.
Well, as a matter of fact, that's not in my worksheets. what is this?
We call it basement, if you want. I mean, this is sort of an interesting story in itself, because this is sort of like the difference between a chest of drawers and a dresser.
Uh-huh.
That we had an outside brick staircase to go to our basement. That was an outside entrance. But then the main stairs leading down into the basement was inside.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then my neighbors across the street had a cellar.
Uh-huh.